You're tuning in to the Meet Your Candidates election series on Fresh FM. In every episode, we interview a new candidate running for local elections so you can get to know them better before you head to the polling booth. To find more information about the 2025 council election, head to nelson.govt.nz. Today, I am sitting down for another Meet the Candidates interview. Today, I get the privilege of sitting down with David North, who is running for the Nelson Central Ward. So, David, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
So, David, for those who don't know you out there, can you introduce yourself to our listeners? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
You'll be able to pick up pretty quickly. I'm not here from here originally. I came to New Zealand about 35 years ago from London. I met my wife, Ali, a Kiwi in Wellington, pretty much soon after I moved to Wellington, and then 20 years ago we moved to Nelson. Nice. My wife's a nurse, and between the two of us we've raised two children who are both now studying at the University of Canterbury.
Thank you. And if you were elected, what is the number one issue or issues you'd like to focus on?
The main short-term one is revitalising the city centre. There's too many empty shops, empty spaces, the place is deserted at night. I see Nelson as potentially a thriving city. Plenty of pedestrian areas, green areas, play areas for kids, accommodation in town, bustling local businesses. That's the strength of Nelson. There's a lot of empty shops in town. I think we're going to be struggling to attract a lot of retail, the bigger retail companies back into town. More and more shopping's being done online. We have big shopping malls out at Richmond. I think it's the ideal opportunity to convert many of those into reasonable accommodation. Low-cost accommodation, affordable accommodation, but also good quality accommodation. Recently we had a meeting with some of the councillors and some of the public, and there was talk of how hard it is paying the rates. But at the same time, people talk about things like energy insecurity. And this is really the result of decisions made years ago to build poor houses, poor insulation, no solar power, that sort of thing. The other priorities I see for the city are resilient and sustainable housing. There are going to be more and more climate events, and Nelson needs to be prepared for those. And we need to invest in the long term. We really don't want a situation where in 20 years' time all our rates are going to be spent just cleaning up after weather events. My other main priority is to make Nelson inclusive, a welcoming community for everyone, regardless of age, background, work experience, etc. In terms of long-term vision and sustainability, we really need to radically increase the bus network. We need a lot more buses. I know there's criticism they're too big. We need the big commuter buses for the main trunk, but we need lots of smaller buses for the regions. Ask yourself, if you could leave your house, walk no more than 5 minutes, go to a decent bus stop with a proper shelter and a digital readout of when the next bus is arriving, wait no more than 5 minutes for a bus, and the bus was $2 or even free, wouldn't you use the bus at least some of the time? Anytime you use the bus, that's one less car off the road. So we don't need this nonsense of the Hope Bypass, $500 million. Imagine if we spent that money expanding the bus network, cycle lanes, priority lanes.
And what is your point of difference, or what do you bring to the mix?
Bring a wide range of experience. I initially worked in information technology for about 15 years, so large corporations, small high street companies. Those paid for flying lessons, and I've been an airline pilot for the last 35 years. I'm also an active musician. I play in the symphony orchestra. I'm the chair of the committee there. So I'm used to working in teams, multidisciplinary teams, to achieve outcomes. So I can work with anyone. I say my focus is on achieving outcomes, but I don't lose sight of my goals. I have a clear vision. As I mentioned, I'm a musician, so I play in the Nelson Symphony Orchestra. That's a big part of my life. I also have a classic car and a couple of classic motorcycles, which I'm very fond of.
Great. Are you associated with any political party for this election?
No, I'm standing as an independent.
And in one sentence, what's your message to voters out there?
Safe hands. As an airline pilot, I've always focused on safety, and the council will be in safe hands if I'm elected.
That's great. Thank you, David, so much for your time and coming in to speak to us here at Fresh FM. If you want to check out the other episodes in this series, you can head to the Fresh FM website and head to the Meet the Candidates program on our programs page. You've been listening to the Meet Your Candidates podcast series on Fresh FM. To find out more information about the local elections, head to nelson.govt.nz.